And I'd like to say a special hello to all of you out there with spindly legs. My message to you this evening is, don't worry about your spindly legs. Lots of people have had spindly legs in the past and got to the top. Look at Mahatma Gandhi. He was a very spindly person, Mahatma Gandhi, very spindly indeed. He was known as El Spindleroso. The spindly one, people called him. People used to shout out at him as he wandered by in his white nightie. Hello! Hello, spindly one. And goodness me, what spindly legs you've got. But Gandhi just smiled and went and sat on the railway lines and became leader of all India and took his country away from us, the rotten creature. So, cheer up, spindly people. There's no reason why your legs should hold you back. If Gandhi can do it, so can you. The spindliest person I know is Marjorie Grindle. She's called Grindle the Spindle. She's very spindly. She looks just like a horrible old stick insect. She's very fed up with being so spindly, Marjorie. She keeps moaning about it and saying, if only I wasn't so spindly, I could get a job as a fat lady in a circus. She's always moaning and grumbling, and so people keep saying to her, look at it this way, Marjorie. However spindly you are, there's always somebody... There's always somebody even spindlier than you that you should be worrying about. You may be very spindly, but somewhere in the world, there's somebody spindlier than you are. That's what people always say when there's something the matter with you. They say, you may be badly off, but think of all the suffering in the world. You may have got a nasty dose of flu, but think of all the people in India who are dying of starvation. They always say that to comfort you. I think that's a fat lot of bloody use there. If you've got flu, you feel miserable. It's no good being told that somebody in India is even worse off than you are. It's no comfort at all. Just makes you feel miserable about the person in India as well. Somewhere in the world, there must be somebody who is worse off than everybody else. I'd like to meet him. I think it would be a very good idea to have a competition to see who is the person in the world who is worse off and more miserable than everybody else. All the people who've got a grumble should be invited to come to Wembley Stadium and mount the rostrum and tell everybody what their trouble is. Spotty Muldoon could come along. He could say, ladies and gentlemen, I have got awful spots which come up all over my face whenever I eat spinach. I am worse off than everybody in the world. Then somebody else would come to the platform and say, rubbish, Muldoon. Your spots are nothing compared to my ghastly rheumaticy pains behind the knees. I'm far worse off than you are, Spotty. Then another person would come and say, rheumaticy pains in the knees, my eye. That's nothing. I've got rheumaticy pains all over my body. And what's more, my wife's just been eaten by a shark. Then finally, after days and days of miserable people moaning on about their diseases and worries, there'd be a vote and somebody would be elected worst off person in the world. Spottier than Spotty Muldoon, spindlier than Marjorie Grindle, more miserable than Patrick Gordon Walker. He'd be elected super misery, and every week he'd appear on television and tell us how wretched he was and show us his diseases. I think it might cheer people up a bit in this cold weather.